You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It would be the biggest in U.S. history transfer of wealth from the poorest people, the hardest working people in this country, to the richest people ever before in history in a single bill.
All right, we've got a very special episode today. I will be joined by Senator Elizabeth Warren in just 1 second to talk about the blatant corruption coming from the Trump admin. And the senator has a very, very unique way of looking at all of the corruption stemming directly from Elon Musk. So we have a comprehensive breakdown, and this comes at a time when Elon is kind of distancing himself from the Trump White House, or vice versa. I mean, we know that Susie Wiles, the White House chief of staff, said that Elon is a quote-unquote political liability, and he's been seemingly kind of just toning down his politics as the Tesla stock drops. So we talk about all of this. Check this out. Make sure you drop a like for Senator Warren. Drop some blue hearts. And without further ado, let's jump in. I am joined today by Senator Warren once again. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I am doing great. Let's waste no time. So since Donald Trump took office, over 40 different regulatory investigations into Elon Musk-owned companies have been halted or slow-walked. Yep. Can you tell me how this level of corruption benefits the American people?
It does not benefit the American people, and that's the whole point. It costs the American people, and it costs them dearly. Look, every one of these investigations of Elon Musk that gets shoved aside because Elon is now co-president of the United States means that the chance to recover money that may have been stolen, to recover contracts that may have been paid at the wrong rates, to recover for people who were treated illegally, that all of that is Elon wins and the American people lose. That's one of the faces of corruption in Washington right now. And it's got Elon Musk written all over it.
It's almost like he's making the government more efficient for himself and his own companies rather than the average American citizen. But this new bill benefits the American people more than Elon Musk, right? Hopefully.
Oh, no. So the new stablecoin bill that is right now in the middle of getting voted on, this is the bill that, for the first time, would let a platform like X be able to issue its own stablecoin, its own money. And that's exactly what Elon Musk has said he plans to do. He wants to issue X money so that it will be, in effect, like an unregulated bank. And he wants to use his ex and all the connections he has with people and all the things he knows about people and lever off that to have X money. And, you know, what can I say? The richest guy in the world will be even richer. And who gets their pockets picked? It's going to be everyday users. So that no longer will it be the case that, you know, you use your credit card, you use your Venmo. There's a certain set of legal protections and folks out there to make sure that you don't get scammed. But X money will move right along beside it. And they're trying to set this thing up so same set of rules won't apply. One more way to help Elon Musk and one more way to pick the pockets of good, hardworking Americans.
And while all of this is happening, Elon is leveraging his wealth, threatening to primary any Republican House members who refuse to vote against this new, quote unquote, big, beautiful bill. Can you explain the implications of this new bill?
Okay. So layered on top of all of this is rewriting the tax code, because that's where you really get to see values in action. Kind of the short version of this bill, the very short version, is billionaires win, everybody else loses. This tax code that Elon Musk is supporting right now would make history in the following way. It would be the biggest in U.S. history transfer of wealth from the poorest people, the hardest working people in this country, to the richest people ever before in history in a single bill. That's what it would do. And here's the short version of it. It would, for example, cut healthcare for 14 million Americans so that a handful of billionaires could get more tax giveaways. Think of it this way. This bill says they're going to take away healthcare from your aunt who needs a little help in being able to afford her healthcare so that there will be more money for Elon Musk to be able to do whatever weird experimental health skin things he is doing. It will let little babies not get the health care they need so that Mark Zuckerberg can buy another Hawaiian island. It will let your grandma, who's in a nursing home, she loses her support and either has to move out on the street or move back into the dining room. In order for Jeff Bezos to be able to buy his third yacht. That's what this bill is all about. The bill would be a comic book, except it's not funny, but it has those kinds of extremes in it. People go without health care. And one more part. Can I do one more part on this? Drives up costs across the board for American families. So consequence of this bill, as they've written it right now, is utility bills go up for everybody. Groceries go up. And of course, for millions of people, cost of health care goes up. All of that just so a handful of billionaires can get more handouts.
So to piece this all together, it seems like Elon Musk spent $40 billion buying Twitter, rebranding it to X, and then using that to spread right-wing propaganda in the algorithm, and then spending a few $100 million on Trump's campaign because he'll get a return on investment in the form of regulatory investigations being paused in Trump bills that benefit Elon Musk over the American people. Is that reading right?
Oh, that's reading exactly right. And I got to say, it appears to be a damn fine investment for him. For, you know, somewhere in the neighborhood of a few billion dollars, he gets a return on investment on every one of his businesses. You know, this whole Dodge has been Elon Musk going in with his chainsaws and going after every agency that investigates him. And surprise, surprise, those agencies say, you know what, we're sorry about that. No problem at all. And he's doing that as he mows through government and then tops it all off with tax giveaways purchased at the expense of little babies who go hungry and aunties and grandmas who can't get their health care.
And to talk about efficiency regarding Elon Musk, I mean, Trump should never say the word efficiency again after accepting this $400 million jet. How much is it supposed to cost taxpayer dollars to refurbish this? Isn't it upwards of a few $100 million?
Oh, actually, the latest number I saw was $1 billion.
Really? So,
okay. Yeah. Well, think about it for just a sec. The odd thing about it is when you're taking this from a foreign government, you got to tear the whole thing apart. Do you know how small tracking devices are and listening devices are? In order to make sure that there aren't any tracking devices or listening devices in some little screw or along some embedded in some wing or some piece of upholstery, you got to take the thing all the way down, clean it all up, look at it, add in all the extra security stuff that the President of the United States has to have, and put all that back together. And like I said, latest estimate I've seen puts the ticket of this free airplane at $1 billion. But the way it's set up right now, at the end of his presidency, Donald Trump would get to take the plane with him.
And it goes straight to his presidential library?
Yep, that's the idea. You know, this is just corruption right out in the open. It doesn't even have the, let's try to hide this from the American people. Let's do it in the shadows. Let's meet behind the building, you know, and exchange brown paper bags of cash. This is just right out in the open. And I got to say, can we just do this one more time? Constitutional Law 101. The President of the United States cannot accept gifts from foreign governments. Cannot do this. Cannot accept gifts from foreigners. Our founders understood this. Can't do bribery, can't do gifts, can't do this kind of influence from others. And you know, when he gets away with this, the real problem is it doesn't stop here. What Donald Trump is trying to teach the entire world right now is here's the way to influence Donald Trump. So just for a minute, think about maybe you're the guy who really needs a pardon. Right? Maybe you're the one who really needs a criminal investigation dropped. Maybe you're the person who needs, or the country that needs a tax or a tariff relief break, mm-hmm. right? You need your tariffs lowered. Any of those things, how do you get the ear of the President of the United States? Because Trump says he's the decision maker for all this. How do you get his ear? Well, you could offer him a $400 million jet or some equivalent thing, or you could buy a bunch of his Trump coin, his stable coins. He's showing the ways to buy influence with him. And already around the world, the Qataris, ears up. We'll do it with an airplane. United Arab Emirates, ears up. They said, whoa, we'll invest $2 billion in your stable coins. Ways to cut you in on the deal, and please smile on us when it comes time that we call on you for favors around tariffs, favors around investigations, favors around anything that the people with money want. Meanwhile, our little businesses, individuals, they all pay the price.
We have time for one quick question really quickly. I just want to ask you, you know, something. I've been to like 40 to 50 different Trump rallies. And mm-hmm. what I do is I try to communicate with them in a very respectful way and move right. them over towards our side. If we said to any Trump supporter that he took a bribe from Qatar, they would say Democrats are equally as corrupt. How would you quickly debunk that idea? Because it's very prevalent.
I would just start by saying, look at what he's doing out in the open and show me any other place, any other time in American history. Democrat, Republican, Independent, Whig, Tory, whatever you want to look at. Show me a time when a president of the United States said, sure, I'll do a $2 billion deal with the United Arab Emirates. Just show me something like that. Show me a time when someone who was looking for a pardon, said, I will make you a partner in a business deal that will yield hundreds of millions of dollars for you. That's what's happened with the Binance CEO who went to jail for his activities and now wants a pardon and has now cut Donald Trump in on a crypto deal. Or the airplane. I mean, you just keep doing this. Just show me one where any other elected official in the United States has stepped up like this and said, the power of the White House, the power of the entire federal government is for sale to the highest bidder.
No other president has released a crypto coin. Imagine an Obama coin. Republicans' heads would explode. Imagine Obama as a pope in an AI meme. Republicans' heads would explode. It's never happened before. Thank you so much, Senator Warren. It's always a pleasure, truly.
You bet. So good to see you.
We'll do it again.
Okay.
Every dating app swap is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino, it's a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.